Well, we welcome you inside our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you. Time to go behind enemy lines, if you will, and talk to the Detroit Lions. Tim Twentyman from DetroitLions.com, senior writer there. And Tim, how are you, first of all? And number two, hey, your football team looks pretty darn good. What do you think?
Yeah, they're not playing too bad. Your football team looks pretty good over there as well. So, you know, it should be a fun one on Sunday.
Yeah, I guess I go in at this point thinking that there's going to be some points scored, two dynamic offenses. Let's first talk about what Detroit brings to the table. We know about Matthew Stafford. We know about Calvin Johnson. And we certainly know how your comeback abilities thwarted the Eagles last year and really hurt the season. The X factor here is Reggie Bush and everything that he's given you, and he's really settled into the role here and been an explosive part of things, hasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he has 854 rushing yards. You know, he's on pace to be Lions' first 1,000-yard rusher since Kevin Jones back in 2004. So it's been a while since they've had kind of some balance in their offense and a weapon like Reggie. And it's really not just Reggie either. Joy Bell is on pace for 500 rushing yards, 500 receiving yards, and you know, Lions really treat those guys as 1A and 1B. You know, they lead the NFL in total yards from scrimmage, about 179 per game from the running back position. So, you know, everybody immediately thinks of Calvin Johnson and this passing attack, which is very good. You know, it's number two in the league, but, you know, there's some balance here. And when teams go into that, you know, two deep shell and try to take away those passing lanes with Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford and offensive coordinator Scott Linehan are just fine with turning around, handing the ball off, and the Lions have had some success with that this year.
And you know, Tim, when you get into these kinds of games, outdoors, cold weather, you've got to be able to run the football. The Lions certainly, I guess, have a lot of confidence in the ground game, in the offensive line, establishing the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, you know, that's really, you know, I'm glad you mentioned the offensive line, because that's really what's been the key to this offense. You know, last year they struggled a little bit in terms of inside pressure. They struggled in terms of, you know, getting off the football and dominating the line of scrimmage in the run game. But, you know, they drafted Larry Warford at right guard. You know, he's on pace to be kind of an all-rookie type performer. Looks like he's going to be, you know, their right guard for the next 10 years. Riley Reiff has stepped in at left tackle. He's played very well. Undrafted guy, LeAdrian Waddle, really big, physical-type right tackle. He's been better than they thought he'd be. He's a starter. And so, you know, they really transformed this offensive line. They're bigger, they're more physical, and they're more athletic than they've been in a number of years, and I think that's what's really helped their run game.
Tim, what has been successful against Detroit's offense? When defenses line up, it hasn't worked all the time for Detroit, although you do average 27 points a game. But when defenses have had success, why?
You know, I think you got to be physical with them, and I think that starts with Calvin Johnson. You know, I think the cornerbacks that have had success with him, and there aren't many out there, but they're physical, the line of scrimmage with him. I mean, this offense is based a lot on timing. Matthew Stafford wants to get the ball out of his hand. He doesn't like to hold the football. So, you know, I think teams that have been successful are physical with them on the outside. Don't allow them to get off the line of scrimmage. Disrupt that timing in their routes. Make Matthew maybe hold the ball a little bit more than he wants to. And then our physical up front in terms of the run game. I think those are the defenses that give the Lions problems. You've got to be physical with them because they're big, they're strong, they like to run the football, and they've got a receiver who's big and physical on the outside. You just have to almost, you know, try to counter that by being physical in your own right.
Tim, the Eagles offense, when they do this up-tempo, I don't know how much the Lions players and coaches have talked about it. The tempo of the play here, the emergence of Nick Foles, obviously when you've got DeSean Jackson, you've got LeSean McCoy and some of the weapons here, it's given the Eagles quite a different look than we're used to in the past. What are the Lions saying about the matchup of the Detroit defense and the Philadelphia offense?
Well, job number one is stopping that run game and LeSean McCoy. And I think, you know, that's job number one for these guys. You know, Nick Foles has looked terrific, the 19 touchdowns and no interceptions. But I think he's really been benefited by having a terrific rushing attack. They seem to, you know, do very well off play-action passes, and they get favorable coverage for teams, you know, trying to really, you know, crowd the box to stop that run game. And that's what all the Lions defensive players have talked about this week, is they have to stop LeSean McCoy and that run game first and foremost. they do that, then they can kind of pin their ears back a little bit, try to get after Foles with that dominant front four that they have, and maybe force him to make some mistakes. That's a tough task because he hasn't done it, but that's certainly the game plan going in. They want to stop the run game first. They think that's priority number one.
Can the Eagles do some damage if the offensive line is able to keep that outstanding front away from Foles? Can the Eagles throw the football on Detroit?
You know, if they got time, they can. You know, I think that's the one weakness with Detroit right now is their secondary. They're still trying to kind of figure some things out back there. You know, Chris Houston's banged up a little bit. You know, rookie Darius Slay's been inconsistent at times. And when quarterbacks have had time to throw the football, they've had tremendous success against this team. It's really their one weak spot on defense. But you mentioned it. You got to stop those guys up front. They're very, very talented. Now, Ziggy Ansah, the rookie, he's got four sacks over his last two games. He leads all rookies with seven. Everybody knows about Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, you know, up the middle. And so that's priority, you know, number one for the Eagles if they have any shot in this game. If the Lions can dominate the line of scrimmage like they did in Thanksgiving last week, you know, the Packers didn't have a chance. They dominated both sides of the ball. It ended up being 40-10. This is a tough team to score on if they're getting after the quarterback, and that's really the key for the Eagles.
Yeah, we've seen it, Tim. And last year, certainly an example of that, how the Lions just dominated the Philadelphia Eagles up front. So the Eagles owe the Lions one. We'll see if it happens on Sunday. Tim 20-win from DetroitLions.com. We thank you very much. Bring your winter jacket. The weather's supposed to be a little nasty. We're going to be outside, so I will see you in the press box on Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.